O company of men who are celebrated and enjoy good repute on account of your learning. And the oppressors are audacious against Allah the Mighty. And in every city there is a speaker from them on the pulpit, who speaks for their own self-interest, and the country lies unprotected at their mercy. Their hands are free to do whatever they like, and the defenseless people are enslaved, and they are at their mercy. And the people are powerless to stop the oppressors' hands from harming them. Among the oppressors are merciless tyrants who oppress and dominate those that are extremely weak. And among these oppressors in authority are those who neither acknowledge Allah nor the Day of Resurrection. This is not surprising. And why should it be surprising when the country is in the hands of an impure tyrant? And the one who has the authority and collects the people's taxes is one who is an oppressor. And he is one who behaves with the believers in a merciless manner. Indeed, Allah is the authority and will judge between us in our disputes and our contentions. O Allah, you surely know that whatever I have said is not for the sake of rivalry for power, nor for the sake of wealth and abundance, or the futile vanities of the world, but because we desired the establishment of the landmarks of thy religion, to reform the affairs in thy lands, the protection and the security of thy oppressed creatures from people, and so that thy commands, thy traditions, and the duties laid down by thee are put into practice. So if you, O scholars and elite of the Ummah, do not assist us and do not do us justice, then the oppressors will overpower you, and they will work towards extinguishing the light of your prophet.